The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. I celebrated Mass in Winslow yesterday morning because that's our mission church now. A parishioner shared this joke with me after Mass. A man was driving a pickup truck with a bunch of penguins in the bed of the truck. A police officer pulled him over and asked him what he was doing with all the penguins in his truck. The man answered that they were his penguins and they were going for a ride. The police officer said, "I don't care if they're your penguins, but you need to take them to the zoo." The man objected that they were his, but the officer demanded that he take them to the zoo. The man finally relented and drove off. The next day, the police officer noticed the same man in his truck, and again, his bed was full of penguins. This time, though, the penguins were all wearing sunglasses. The police officer pulled the man over and asked, "Didn't I tell you to take these penguins to the zoo?" The man answered, "Yes, and I did. Today, we're going to the beach." Don't worry, it took me a moment to catch the gist of the joke, too. I share this joke today because a joke in a homily is a little like Jesus' parables in the gospel. How so? Well, the parables are not intended to be funny, but they are intended to engage the hearer's interest. And so too, a joke should engage people's interest and attention. And hopefully the joke is relevant to the larger message of the homily. But a joke is also like a parable because not everyone likes jokes. And so too, not everyone could appreciate Jesus' parables. Earlier in this parables discourse of Matthew 13, Jesus warned, "This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand." In other words, some people liked, appreciated, and understood Jesus' parabolic teaching style, but others did not like it. That is, some people's ears were open to hearing and learning, but some people's ears were closed, and so were their hearts. In the same way, some people come to Mass with ears and hearts open to hearing the good news proclaimed, no matter what the style of the preaching might be, jokes or no jokes. But being human and weak, we prefer some styles, and we close our ears to other approaches. Some people don't like to hear jokes in a homily and just want the preacher to get to the point Just tell me what I need to do to be a better Catholic and dispense with all the niceties of the stories and the jokes. One priest, a friend of mine, said that the best part of being a priest is he would never have to hear another priest's homily. Now that we have three priests here at IC and four deacons, two in English and two in Spanish, do you like some homilies more than others? Some homilies are short, others are long. Some tell jokes, some cut to the chase. Some are deeply doctrinal, others are purely practical. Some put you to sleep, others keep you on the edge of your seat. And we should try to see Jesus' parables in the same spirit. They inspired and illuminated some hearts, but they closed and bored other hearts. But Jesus also taught in other styles in Matthew's gospel. For example, we find the great Sermon on the Mount in chapters 5 through 7, the missionary discourse in chapter 10, the church discourse in chapter 18, and finally the last judgment discourse in chapters 24 and 25. In other words, Jesus himself demonstrates different styles of preaching and teaching to try to get his message across. But not everyone has ears to hear or hearts to listen and understand. My friends, when we come to Mass, we need to sort of leave our expectations at the door and not worry about who the priest is or who is delivering the homily. It's funny how when we begin Sunday Mass and stand, when the bell rings, everyone turns back to look to see who's the priest for the Mass that day. And we think, oh good, it's Father so-and-so. Or we moan, oh good grief, it's Father so-and-so. Jesus' parables are like his priests. Some people open their ears and hearts to them, while others close their ears and hearts to both parables and priests. But try to remember, it is the same Jesus who speaks in his parables and in his priests, and even through his jokes. I, for one, am excited to see where Jesus will take his truck full of penguins tomorrow, regardless of who is driving the truck. Praise be Jesus Christ.